Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you as we begin our coverage of the 2019 State FFA Convention. And we're introducing you to the District Stars of Oklahoma in advance of the convention. This week, we're featuring the stars in agricultural placement. Five area stars interviewed on April 1st by judges. The star over Oklahoma for ag placement will be announced at state convention. Today, we introduce you to the Southwest Area Star in Ag Placement, Hunter Grauman of the Weatherford FFA Chapter.
Today, I was in the Ag Placement area for my supervised agricultural experience in working for G-Man Custom Barns.
Let's talk about your ag placement activities. This obviously is an employment situation for an individual FFA member. Tell me about your employer and about what you were doing for them.
Yes, my employer is also my dad. You know, he's my dad at home, but he's my boss on the job sites. Basically, I've been working for him for 4.5 years now. I was always wanting to be outside and working, and he brought me to work one day, and I absolutely loved it. You know, they taught me things that I've never known about, you know, how to use an oxyacetylene cutting torch, how to weld, and how to use screw guns and everything like that.
What's the name of the business?
G-Man Custom Barns.
And so they actually will go out and do jobs on farm and ranch primarily?
Yes, sir, but we also build anywhere from carports to sheds and just regular shops.
As you have gotten more accustomed to, you know, more used to all the responsibilities, tell me about some of the jobs you've actually done and some of the responsibilities that you've had to take on.
Yes, sir. Actually, at Stillwater, we built the barn for Trent Inman. It was my first barn to do. I can't really remember the dimensions of it, but it was probably around 100 by 150. And it was a full barn. It had three sides to it. It had one side that was completely open for trailers to be parked in, one side specifically for tack, and then one side for hogs. And that's when we built our first set of hog pens as well.
As you have done all that, what sort of skills and, maybe things that you've had to learn to be successful in?
I've had to learn responsibility and respect for my elders. You know, starting out at 14, I've always been working with 30-year-olds and 35-year-olds, and just that has taught me a bunch of respect and responsibility for the people that have helped me be where I am today.
Tell me about your involvement with FFA.
My involvement with FFA, I've been a chapter president or chapter officer for 3 years now. I have livestock judged. I'm currently in the shop part now. I've always been kind of high up there in my chapter, you know, helping kids get involved and everything like that.
Right. What do you think FFA's done for you?
FFA has done many, many things for me. It has taught me respect. It has made me new friends that I'll never forget, you know, lifelong friends that I'll see at livestock shows later on down the road and be able to talk to them for hours upon hours.
Mm-hmm. What's the plans after high school?
After high school, I plan on attending Oklahoma State University and getting my ag ed degree, and then I'm either going to do that or I'm going to take over the G-Man Custom Barns business.
Thanks, Hunter. Hunter Grauman from the Weatherford FFA Chapter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.